So thank you very much and good morning, everyone. It's a real pleasure to be here in Budapest and in such a prestigious setting than this university. I'd like to make a bridge with the presentation by René, who was referring to the EOSC machine. And I think René has very much focused on two elements of the machine, the infrastructure and the services. I'd like to focus more on the policies and the people, and basically to speak about open science and what is our strategy at the European Commission. So let's remind the obvious, or what I would say should be the obvious. The open science paradigm affects actually the whole research cycle and all its stakeholders. It affects the way we perform research, the way we share research knowledge. It affects the way we evaluate proposals, projects, outcomes. It affects the way we train young researchers. And it affects the way we reward the researchers all along their careers. So this is really about a systematic transition we are speaking about, and this, of course, takes time. Open science implies three main things, I would say, to share knowledge, not only publications at the end of a project, but also preprints earlier in the process, to share data, to share software and code, so many research artifacts. To share them as early as possible in the research process, to share them as openly as possible and as close as necessary, and to share them as fair as possible, so findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable. That's really something we are working on, not only within the discipline of the researcher, but also across disciplines, because we have to solve societal issues. And this requires multidisciplinary research. Because we want to have an innovation agenda, and this requires research at the frontiers between disciplines. So that's why we need to share across disciplines. So open science has been very political, very high on the political agenda of the Union. We have the support of the Council of the European Union. It started in 2016 with Council conclusions on the transition towards an open science systems. This was followed in 21 with recommendation on a pact for research and innovation in Europe, just explaining the main values that we agree between the member states. What are the main values and principles to perform research in the future? We also had in 21 conclusions on the future governance of the European research area, ERA, and its policy agenda for the years 22 till 2024. And lastly, under the French presidency this year, we had conclusions on research assessment and the implementation of open science. And this really opens the door to initiate a reform of the research assessment that will incentivize open science practices. So this is really important. So yes, many member states do have open science policies in place. Now we have to see how this is translated into best practices by the researchers and what is the impact of those policies. Having policies is not sufficient. And so we have to see what's happening on the ground. So we have commissioned a study from the EC side to look at the European research data landscape and what are current behaviors by the researchers with respect to the data they generate in the context of their project. The report is not yet published. It will be published next month. So I'm just revealing two, three main messages to support this talk. First, observation, research data repositories are not the most common destination for storing research data. Researchers usually store data in personal physical data storage or in local data storage of their institutions. Only 40% of researchers occasionally store data in research data repositories. So this is really important to know. This is the baseline for the EOSC European Partnership. And this is a baseline that we hope we can make evolving in the future, because if you don't share your data in certified and trustworthy repositories, then a reuse of those data cannot happen. So we have many research data acquired once and reused only once. And that's something we want to change. Second observation, about two-thirds of researchers have some familiarity with the FAIR principles, some familiarity. But more than a third of them have never heard about them, and only 18% of them do put them into practice. So, second lesson, there is a huge opportunity for progress with respect to turning the FAIR principles into practice, and this is a clear objective for the EOSC European Partnership. Third observation from this study, many researchers now are acquainted to develop data management plans in the context of their research projects, and this is also part of the activity by the research funders to take up these kinds of recommendations. We have models for DMPs nowadays. But other FAIR practices are less common, and I would say I would pick up one of them, which is the use of PID for data. Many researchers, not all of them, have PIDs for themselves, for instance, through the ORCID system. But they do not necessarily use PIDs for their research data sets and for their metadata about their data sets. And therefore, to develop a web of FAIR data is difficult if you don't start with this initial prerequisite, which is to use in a pervasive way PIDs for all your research data sets. And a fourth observation comes from another study by the Association of Universities in Europe in 2019. They were asking which are the types of academic work which matter most for your research career. Open science is included there, but it's last in the column. So it shows that currently research rewarding for open science practices is not yet taken fully into consideration when careers of researchers are evaluated. So based on these four observations, this further justifies an EC strategy for open science that we have implemented since 2016, and which focuses on three main strands of activities: to improve practices, to develop enablers, and to put open science into the international context. Practices related to open access to scholarly publications, practices regarding research data management and FAIR digital outputs, practices towards more of reproducibility of results, research integrity and societal engagement. And in terms of enablers, as I said, we would like to initiate a co-creation process regarding the reform of research assessment. We want to develop European frameworks for skills and education in the fields of open science practices and FAIR data management. We, of course, contribute to open research infrastructures, and EOSC is one of them. And then we want also to look at the legal and regulatory framework in Europe for data, because we believe that we can do more to go in the direction of wider diffusion of research outcomes. The international context for us means bringing open science and what we learn in Europe into international fora like the G7, like OECD, like the United Nations Environment, including UNESCO, but also working with the community through the Research Data Alliance, and of course bringing open science in any bilateral summits and collaboration that the Union can have with third countries. So now I'd like to say a few words more about EOSC, and EOSC in the context of the policy agenda that we have for the European research area. So this agenda is important. It involves all the member states. We have received an agenda from the Council with 20 actions, and one of them relates to the enabling the open sharing of knowledge and the reuse of research outputs, including through the development of the European Open Science Cloud. So this action one in the agenda has received a lot of commitments by the member states. We have 24 out of 27 member states committed to this action, which shows that many member states have started activities on this and wants to go on and continue with such activities in the future. I'm going to go straight to the next slide. So this action one has three main outcomes by the end of 2024, all related to the EOSC. First, to deploy open science principles and to identify best practices. The motivation here is what I just explained, to have open science becoming the new normal for doing science. And it includes several types of activities, working with research funders so that research programs also in the member states recognize open science, for instance, at evaluation stage of proposals. We want to develop a catalogue of best practices of open sciences, and these practices could be at the European level, the national level, or the institutional level. We want to continue outreach and engagement, and of course NIFOS has been doing a lot of these things. We have to do it in a wider scale, and we count on national EOS tripartite events to do this, to progress on this. And I'm very happy to see that we got a very good response by the member states, and the result is that we have more than 10 of such events just in October this year. So this is in a way challenging, but it's a very good news because this is also a way to have a bidirectional feedback and communication between policymakers, funders, and researchers. And from the European level to the individual researchers, it's a long way. And I think the fact that the countries are playing their role is really, really good. We want to establish a critical mass of data scientists, data stewards, because fair data literacy, as I said, is an issue. And we want to provide tools monitoring the usage of research outputs. And here, what I said about persistent identifiers comes into play. Identifiers of researchers, research organization, research program, research digital objects, and scientific knowledge graphs that can allow to track the interrelationship between all these actors and elements in the research process. The second outcome of this action one by 24 is the deployment of the EOSC platform as a key element to federate existing data infrastructure in Europe, but also to improve an interoperability framework for research data, which can be used by all research communities. This is a set of actions falling at the initiative of several parties, the Commission, the Member States, the EOSC Association. So the first one is to procure the EU node, allowing for the federation. This was shortly mentioned by René. This will be done through a procurement opened, hopefully, in the course of this year. We have to then allow to work with the member states to increase the connections of existing research infrastructure to this federation. And I think what has been said about NIFOS and the services that have been already onboarded on the EOSC portal go exactly in this direction. We have to develop a framework for interoperability of research data and quality control. This is done together with the communities. And then we have to develop options for the long-term evolution of the platform and for the web of research data. The third and last outcome under this action is about monitoring. We need to monitor progress and trends in open science in Europe. And we foresee four layers of monitoring. A layer which focuses on the member states and the associated countries. So what are the national policies and investment done with respect to the EOSC? There was already a survey done with the member states and associated countries this year. A first report will be public, including supporting data in the course of next month. And we are now preparing a second survey which will be extended to open science practices, not only policies, that will be run next year. The second layer relates to the EOSC European Partnership. We have several key performance indicators there. This is mainly managed by the EOSC Association. The third one relates to contributions to the EOSC. One thing is what is being funded through the Horizon Europe program at EU level. The other things are additional activities by members of the EOSC Association. And this is really essential because EOSC can only be a success if we work at these three layers. It's not just an EU funding initiative. This is a community-driven initiative, and we need contributions at all levels. Okay, so I anticipate what I wanted to say here. How do we implement the EOSC? First, it's a community-driven process. It's all about convergence and alignment at three levels, the European, national, and institutional levels. It's currently steered by three parties, the Commission, the Member States and Associated Countries, and the EOSC Association, which represents the voice of the community. And here I like really to call for all research organizations to consider joining the EOSC Association, because this is really the forum where a research community voice can be given to the EOSC governance. So let's not underestimate this important element in the governance. Okay. The roadmap was also quickly introduced by René. So we have a roadmap which consists basically to deploy the EOSC for the researchers by 2025, and then to open up this this environment to the public sector and commercial entities, both as users and providers, after 25. Implementing a web of fair data is a question of uptake of tools, practices, policies. It will take time. The president of the association often refers to decades to implement a web of data, but this is part of the roadmap, of course. Now, two more slides, if I have time. It's about national coordination. I just like to give the example of Austria. They have developed a support office in Austria, and it has several characteristics. One of them is to involve several ministries. We all know that EOSC will not be only a question for the research or science ministry. Other ministries are very much involved as well. For instance, we have the European health data space now being regulated, and this means that the health ministry is very interested in having a kind of data lake within or serving health questions. And this includes also research data on health. So collaboration between several ministries is key, and this is happening in Austria. This structure is also, of course, about engaging with the researchers at national scale. It's also about giving a reference point on qualified information on the EOSC. It's about landscaping their national landscape, the needs and evolution. It's about reporting on what's happening in Austria and liaising with several networks, being with the EOS governance, the EOS association, but also networks working on FAIR data and networks working with the Research Data Alliance. I think this is a nice example of a national structure. I don't say this is the model. I think with the NOSCIs, you have realized about the diversity of realities in each of the countries. Therefore, this is just given as inspiration. I'm sure we'll listen more about discoveries from NIFOS, so I'm very curious to hear about that. My last slide is about these national tripartite events. They will take place in October. Why? Because in November, in Prague, between the 14th and the 17th of November, we will have our major annual EOSC event, the EOSC Symposium. And we really would like to get and analyze and expose all the lessons learned from those national tripartite events on this occasion. So I hope to meet you over there. With this, I thank you very much for your listening.